This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are studying personally with the Father. In order to become worthy of the golden age sovereignty, you definitely have to become pure. Question, what is the Father's occupation, which only you children know? Answer, you know that your Father is the Father, the teacher, and also the Satguru. The Father comes at the confluence age of the cycle to make this old world new, to establish one original eternal deity religion. The Father is now teaching us children in order to change us from humans into deities. No one, apart from we children, knows his occupation. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children again and again. Om means I am a soul and this is my body. The body can also say this is my soul. Just as Shiv Baba says, you are mine, and children say, Baba, you are mine. In the same way, the soul says my body, and the body would say, my soul. The soul knows that he is imperishable. A body cannot do anything without a soul. A soul has a body and says, don't trouble my soul. My soul is a charitable soul. Or, my soul is a sinful soul. You souls know that you were charitable souls in the Golden Age. This soul himself says, I was Satupratan, real gold in the Golden Age. It wasn't really gold, but this is said and given as an example. My soul was pure and golden aged. The soul now says, I am impure. The people of the world don't understand this. You receive Srimat. You souls now know that you were Satupratan and have now become Tamupratan. It is the same for everything. Childhood, adolescence and old age. Everything definitely becomes old from new. The world too was Satupratan and golden aged at first, and it then became Tamupratan and iron aged, and that is why everyone is unhappy. Satupratan means the reformed world, and Tamupratan means the spoilt world. In the song too it says, the one who reforms the spoilt world. The old world is spoilt because it is the kingdom of Ravan and everyone is impure. In the Golden Age all were pure, and that was called a new viceless world. This is an old vicious world. It is now the Iron Age. None of these things are taught in schools or colleges. God comes and teaches you Raj Yoga. God Speaks is mentioned in the Gita, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srimad means elevated directions. God is the most elevated of all, the highest on high. His accurate name is Shiva. You would never have heard the expression Rudra Janti or Rudra Ratri. People speak of Shivratri, but Shiva is incorporeal, so how can the birthday of the incorporeal one be celebrated? To speak of the birthday of Sri Krishna is fine. He is the child of so-and-so, and his time and date of birth are mentioned. No one knows when Shiva was born. This should be known. You have now received the understanding of how Krishna took birth at the beginning of the Golden Age. You say that that was 5,000 years ago. It is also said that Bharat was paradise 3,000 years before Christ. Before Islam, there was the Moon Dynasty, and before them, there was the Sun Dynasty. The scriptures have given the Golden Age a duration of hundreds of thousands of years. The Gita is the main scripture. It was through the Gita that the deity religion was established. That lasted through the Golden and Silver Ages. This means that the original eternal deity religion was established by the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, through the Gita. Then, for half a cycle, there were neither any scriptures nor founders of any religions. The Father came and changed Brahmins into deities and warriors, which means the Father establishes three religions. This is a leap religion. Its duration is very short. The most elevated jewel of all scriptures, the Gita, was spoken by God. The Father doesn't take rebirth. He does take birth, but he says, I don't enter a womb. I do not receive sustenance. Children born in the Golden Age stay in the palace of a womb, whereas in the kingdom of Ravan, they have to go into the jail of a womb. Punishment for sins is experienced in jail. They promise in the womb that they won't commit any more sin. But this is a world of sinful souls. As soon as a baby comes out, that is, he is born, he begins to commit sin. The promise he made there is left there. Here too, many promise that they won't commit any more sin, that they won't use the sword of lust on one another, because that vice causes sorrow from the time it begins through the middle to the end. There is no poison in the Golden Age. Therefore, people there don't suffer any sorrow from the beginning through the middle to the end of their 21st birth, because it is the kingdom of God. The Father is once again carrying out its establishment. The establishment of it would only take place at the confluence age. Anyone who comes to establish a religion must not commit any sin. For half their time, they are charitable souls. Then, after half their time, they become sinful souls. You are charitable souls in the Golden and Silver Ages, and you then become sinful souls. When a Satipatthana soul comes from up above, he cannot experience punishment. When the Christ soul came to establish that religion, he could not have experienced punishment. They say that Christ was crucified on a cross. However, that soul had not performed any sinful actions. It is the body that the soul enters who experiences pain and tolerates everything. It is similar to how Baba enters this one. Baba is Satipatthana. Any pain or difficulty is experienced by this one, not by Shiv Baba. That one is constantly peaceful and happy, he is ever Satyaprithan. However, he still enters this old body. In the same way, the body that the Christ soul entered could experience pain, but the Christ soul could not have experienced pain, because he still had to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. New souls do come down, and so they definitely have to experience happiness at first. They cannot experience sorrow at first. That isn't the law. Baba is sitting in this one. Any difficulty is experienced by this one, Brahma, not by Shiv Baba. However, only you know these things. No one else knows them. The Father sits here and explains all of these secrets to you. Establishment takes place through this easy Raj Yoga, and the same things are then remembered on the path of devotion. Whatever happens at the confluence age is remembered. Shiv Baba is worshipped when the path of devotion begins. Who performs devotion first? When Lakshmi and Narayan rule the kingdom, they are worthy of worship. Then, when they later go on the path of sin, they change from being worthy of worship into worshippers. The Father explains, it should first enter the intellects of you children, that the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you through this one. There cannot be any other place like this throughout the whole world where they would explain in this way. Only the Father comes and once again gives Bharat the inheritance of heaven. At the bottom of the picture of the Trimurti it is written, deity world sovereignty is your godfatherly birthright. Shiv Baba comes and gives you children your inheritance of the sovereignty of heaven by making you worthy. You know that Baba is making you worthy. You were impure. When you become pure, those bodies will not remain. You are made impure by Ravan. Then the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, purifies us and makes us into the masters of the pure world. He is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. That incorporeal Baba is teaching us. Not everyone can study together. Only a few of you are sitting here in person, and all the rest of the children understand that Shiv Baba would now be sitting in the body of Brahma and giving this knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. They will receive that merely in writing. It is not like this in any other spiritual gatherings. Recently the tape recorder has been invented, and so they send a cassette recording. Those people would say that such and such a guru is relating this. They only have a human being in their intellects. That does not apply here. Here, the incorporeal Father is the knowledgeful one. Human beings cannot be called knowledgeful. It is said that God the Father is knowledgeful, peaceful and blissful, and so there has to be the inheritance from him. His children have to receive his virtues. You are now receiving them. We are imbibing virtues and becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. Not everyone will become a king or queen. It is remembered that there are kings, queens and advisors. There are no advisors there. because the emperor and empress have power. It is when they become vicious that they need advisers, etc. Previously there weren't any ministers, etc. It was a kingdom of the one king and queen. Why would they have needed advisers? They themselves were the masters. They didn't need to take advice. This is history and geography. However, it has to enter your intellect while you are around and doing everything, that the father is educating you and teaching you yoga. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This play is now coming to an end. Because we indulged in vice, we have become completely impure, and this is why it is said, sinful souls. There aren't any sinful souls in the Golden Age. There are only charitable souls there. That is the reward for which you are now making effort. Yours is the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is called the Yoga of Bharat. But they don't understand that yoga means remembrance through which sins are absolved. You then shed your bodies and return home. That is called the sweet home. The soul says, I am a resident of that land of peace. We came there bodiless and took bodies here in order to play our parts. It has also been explained that the five vices are called Maya. They are five evil spirits. There are evil spirits of lust and anger. And the number one evil spirit is body consciousness. The father explains these vices don't exist in the Golden Age. That is called a viceless world. It is the father's task alone to make this vicious world viceless. He alone is called the Almighty Authority, the ocean of knowledge, and the purifier. At this time, everyone is born through corruption. Only in the Golden Age is the world viceless. The father says, you now have to change from vicious to viceless. They ask, how can children be born without this poison? The father explains, this is now your last birth. The land of death is to end, and after that, there won't be any vicious people. This is why you have to promise the father that you will remain pure. They say, Baba, I will definitely claim my inheritance from you. People take a false oath. They don't even know God in whose name they take the oath. They don't know when or how he comes. They don't know anything about his name, form, land, or time period, etc. The father comes and gives his own introduction. You are now receiving his introduction. No one in the world knows God the Father. They call out to him and also worship him, but they don't know his occupation. You now know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is your father, teacher, and Satguru. The father himself has given you his introduction. He says, I am your father. I have entered this body. Establishment takes place through Prajapita Brahma. Of whom? Brahmins. You Brahmins then become deities by studying. I come and change you from Shudras into Brahmins. The father says, I come at the confluence age of the cycle. This cycle is 5,000 years long. This world cycle continues to turn. I come to make this old world new and to establish the original eternal deity religion. Then I destroy all the old religions. I teach you children and change you from human beings into deities for 21 births. Deities means those of the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty, and also their subjects. However, you can only claim an elevated status according to how much effort you make now. Whatever effort you make now, that will continue for every cycle. You understand that you make that effort every cycle, and that that is the status you will attain. It is in the intellects of you children that the incorporeal one is teaching you. Only by remembering him will your sins be absolved. Your sins cannot be absolved without remembering him. Human beings don't even know how many births they take. Someone has written a tall story in the scriptures about 8.4 million births. You now understand that there are 84 births. This is your last birth, and you will then go to heaven. You will first go to the incorporeal world and then go to heaven. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana, 1. Remain firm in the promise that you have made to the Father to remain pure. You must definitely gain victory over the evil spirits of lust and anger, etc. 2. While walking around and doing everything, remember the Father who is teaching you. This play is now coming to an end. Therefore, you definitely do have to become pure in this last birth. Blessing. May you become full of all treasures and serve with your face as a true server. The children who are constantly full of all treasures have godly intoxication visible in their eyes and on their foreheads. Their faces do service. Whether they have accumulated a little or a lot, that is visible on their faces. When someone belongs to an elevated clan, that sparkle and intoxication is visible on his or her face. In the same way, let your face reveal your every thought and action, and you will then be called a true server. Slogan: save your treasures of time and thoughts and increase your account of accumulation. Aviat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. When you give someone a sweet, his or her mouth is sweetened for a short time. However, when you yourself become sweet, you will always have sweet words on your lips. Just as you become happy when you eat or give someone something sweet, in the same way, sweet words make you and others feel happy. Continue to sweeten everyone's mouth in this way. Always let your drishti, words and actions, be sweet. Om Shanti.